This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. We just had Lee Stranahan breaking down how the Clintons were colluding with Ukraine to try to delegitimize President Trump and Russia, George Soros being behind that. This is another bombshell. This is another angle of the corruption from the Clinton campaign and the Democrats. Exclusive from the Daily Caller, FBI seized smashed hard drives from Wasserman Schultz IT aide's home. Now, this is a big development. Wasserman Schultz and the DNC have been doing everything they can to keep the FBI from getting these documents. They have been stonewalling. They have been not cooperating. Debbie Wasserman Schultz has even gone as far as to threaten the Capitol Police for retaining these hard drives. But now they finally got it, and not only did they get the hard drives from Wasserman Schultz, they also got older hard drives from Pakistani-born Imran Awan, who was working with his three brothers and their wives for multiple members of the Democrat Party.
Paid very well, by the way, too.
Paid millions of dollars, in fact.
Very, very well compared to anybody else that does this kind of comparable work. And they were stealing property. They got busted by the Capitol Police for stealing computer equipment. And so there's a lot more involved in that.
I wish I had time to get to all this. But basically, you have Wasserman Schultz, who's destroying hard drives. You have the Awan brothers that are destroying hard drives.
And stealing them.
And then finally, the FBI comes in here and now has the hard drives. Wasserman Schultz threatens Capitol Police for taking the hard drives. The guy who came into the house, who moved into the house that the Awan brothers were living in, he found a bunch of weird burnt up hard drives and clearly hard drives that they tried to destroy, as well as other stuff. So you've got all of these crazy angles, and all the mainstream media wants to talk about is Trump and Russia. All they're talking about on the Hill is Trump and Russia. It's a conviction looking for evidence. Is,
you know,
what it's
Owen,
been called.
When we look at this Daily Caller thing, they were exposing these brothers who were hired by Wasserman Schultz and others, and the crimes that they committed in terms of stealing. It kind of reminds me of the old story, you know, the guy that they kept going across the border. They thought he was smuggling something, and then they eventually figure out, hey, he's stealing bicycles. You know, when these guys take these hard drives, it's probably the information on the hard drives that they were just trying to get out and destroy. So
here's the question that the public needs to ask. And it should be asked on Capitol Hill. It should be asked by the mainstream media, but they won't do it. They are total failures. Why did Hillary Clinton delete 33,000 emails and destroy cell phones? Why did Debbie Wasserman Schultz destroy multiple hard drives? Why did the Awan brothers, who work for multiple members of the Democrat Party, destroy multiple hard drives? And then why did the Awans and Debbie Wasserman Schultz both threaten Capitol Police when they took the hard drives? And I forgot another angle of this. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's people called Jared Beck's office. Jared Beck is representing the plaintiffs right now in the DNC fraud lawsuit. Debbie Wasserman Schultz called the Beck's law firm, put on a voice modulator, and threatened them. And they're so dumb that they didn't even have the wherewithal to change the phone number. What are they hiding? I mean, this is unbelievable. What is it that they're hiding? So think about it. All the investigation in Trump Rush on the Hill, nothing there. Lee Stranahan, an independent journalist, just broke down the actual collusion with the Clinton campaign and Ukraine. We've got all of the investigation on Trump Rush collusion, but yet we have all of the evidence. We have clear cases of obstruction of justice with Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We have an actual lawsuit being levied against the DNC right now. You know what I think, David? I think, amongst probably heinous other things that we won't even get into, I think that the Clintons and the Wasserman Schultz of the world of the Democrat Party deleted these emails, deleted and smashed these hard drives because Everything that Lee Stranahan just said was on there, and everything about the DNC was on there. They stole the election from Bernie Sanders, and they colluded with Ukraine, and I think it's all in there, and that's why they smashed it. Or I guess they just regularly do that.
You think?
I'm done with this phone.
They said, hey, they're stealing the hardware. No, they're stealing and covering up information.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get a new computer, so I'm going to smash up this one during the break. We'll be right back with Michael Snyder. Roger Stone, breaking news at 2 o'clock.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroyer, and we have joining us now Michael Snyder. Michael Snyder is a frequent contributor to The Alex Jones Show, to InfoWars.com. And, of course, he's now been attacked for that. Why? Because he's running for Congress in Idaho. Alternate, with a right-wing watch, says, earlier this month, radical religious right prepper pundit Michael Snyder. I think that's a great introduction. I imagine you'd probably want to own that, Michael. Announced that he's running for Congress in Idaho for the seat being vacated by Representative Raul Labrador, who's running now for governor. And, of course, they talk about some of the heinous positions that you take, which are things for freedom. You actually support health freedom, Idaho. I mean, who would want to support health freedom? This coming from the people who always like to identify themselves as pro-choice, unless that's the choice that you want to make for your children's health, the choice you want to make for your children's education, the choice you want to make for your own health care. No, 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 we're not going to have any of those choices. The only choice that matters is the choice to abort your child. After that, they will make all the choices for you and for your children. So joining us now is Michael Snyder. He has economiccollapseblog.com, and also you can find him at michaelsnyderforcongress.com. Thank you for joining us, Michael.
David, it's great to be with you guys again. Thank you for having me.
So how do you own this fact that you are a prepper pundit? I mean, is that a negative, or is that something that could get you elected in Idaho?
Up here, people love that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm glad to be attacked by the left, because it just shows people how truly conservative, how, you know, liberty-oriented I am. So these attacks, and, you know, David, when I jumped into this, I maybe was a little bit naive. I didn't know that I was going to be kind of like running into a hornet's nest. And already I've been getting really nasty emails, not just directed at me, but my wife and even my two-year-old daughter. I had one guy say the most horrible things about my two-year-old daughter. And of course, the left is jumping on me for being, they're calling me an anti-vaxxer just because I'm concerned. Hey, I want us to be able to make our own choices, what we put into our own bodies.
Right.
I believe parents should be able to decide for their own children, make the health choices for their own children, not mandated by the state like we're seeing out in California and other places where these big vaccine manufacturers want to pass laws to force us to take vaccines, which study after study has shown that there's dangers. And we've seen rates of autism absolutely skyrocket. So there are major concerns, but they want to take our choice totally away from us. You know, and that's what the left always want. They want to take away liberty and freedom and impose their choices on the rest of us.
And they don't want to have a discussion. They want to censor things. Well, you say you're under attack. Wait until they start talking about how you colluded with Russia, you met with prostitutes, concoct a report from MI5 to take you down. I mean, that's when you know that you're really over the target. They'll probably wait till you get elected before they do something like that. But good luck to your race. And is there anything on your radar that you want to talk about, or do you just want to talk about your races coming up here?
Oh, we can certainly talk about my race, but we can talk about all kinds of things. We can talk about Obamacare. Just today, you know, now they're saying the Senate might pass a skinny version of Obamacare repeal. Very, very limited in terms of what they want to do, but it just seems like they can't do anything. And that's part of the reason, David, why we need good people to get into Congress and the Senate, because up to this point, this is being called the most inactive Congress in 164 years. And even though we gave the Republicans the White House and the Senate and the House of Representatives, we can't seem to get anything done. Trump's agenda is stalled on all these major issues, whether it's Obamacare, repealing Obamacare, one of the worst pieces of legislation in U.S. history, whether it's building the wall. Trump is not just being blocked by the Democrats, but many Republicans don't want to build the wall on the southern border, whether it's lowering taxes. Nothing has been accomplished on tax reform so far, or defunding Planned Parenthood. The list goes on. And you know what? Even though they've done nothing, they're about to go on vacation just very quickly here.
Congratulate themselves.
For the entire month of August.
Well, you know, we just had a clip earlier in the show where we had former Speaker Boehner say they're not going to get rid of Obamacare. They're not going to get anything done on tax return. He's Exhibit A. And, of course, his handpicked successor, Paul Ryano, who was a running mate of Mitt Romney, and they were going to give us Romney care if we didn't get Obamacare. They had already enacted Obamacare, Mitt Romney had in Massachusetts with Ted Kennedy, and Obamacare was simply a clone of that plan. So when we see John Boehner talking about, well, you know, Trump wasn't my first pick, he wasn't my second or my third pick, they always give us a choice of two people who are going to give us the same thing in the end. And that's what we saw when we had Romney running against Obama. We were going to get government-run health care regardless of who we picked. They were going to handpick the two choices to give us, and that was going to be the choice. So it's great to have a different choice who's running. Tell us what you would change about Obamacare. I mean, do you want to rip it out root and branch, or would you sign into any of these bills that have come through so far that have been proposed by the Senate or by the House?
Well, David, what I would do is what Republicans have been promising the voters for years and years. What I believe we need to do is, first of all, let's repeal Obamacare 100%. The Republicans actually did this twice before. Twice before they passed a bill to completely repeal Obamacare and got it to Barack Obama's desk. Why can't they get that same bill to President Trump's desk? But beyond that, of course, that doesn't fix our
health. Because I know Trump would sign it.
Well, that's the key, though. Michael Snyder just pointed out the key. They knew Obama wasn't going to sign it, so they were okay with passing the repeal. Now they know that Trump would sign it, so they don't want to pass the appeal, or the repeal, excuse me. And you better just watch out today. The Republicans are going to bluff again and pretend like they're going to pass a repeal. They're going to try to carry out this narrative for the rest of the week, stay in the media attention, pretend like they're working, and then go on vacation when they don't figure it out. It's all fake. It's all posing. They don't want to repeal Obamacare. But I want to get back, Michael Snyder, to the point you were talking about of being attacked from the left. You know, I don't think that the left realizes that these attacks aren't going to stick anymore. They can say here, oh, he's an anti-vaxxer. Look at he's crazy. But people are starting to move to the next level and say, all right, that's not, why is that crazy? He's just talking about vaccine choice, and actually vaccines is making people sick. So that's not going to stick. They don't want to debate you on actual issues. They don't want to debate you on actual substance. What about, I mean, are you hearing about your candidate? Have you talked about debating your candidate, where they stand on anything, or your opponent, excuse me?
Yeah, I've got two opponents, and they're real establishment-type Republicans, kind of, and they're trying to appeal to the middle of the road. And so I'm trying to make a clear distinction that, hey, I'm the liberty candidate. But, you know, every time the left attacks me, kind of like Trump, where the left and the mainstream media attack Trump, and they thought those attacks would work, but it just made them stronger, because people are starting to learn to think for themselves, and they're saying, hey, we're not necessarily going to take what the mainstream media tells us to do. We're going to look into this for ourselves. And so the media would attack Trump. They would look at him and say, no, we want what this guy is saying. Because even though Trump is not perfect, he tapped into an underlying desire for liberty and freedom that's in the heart of all of us. And people said, we finally have a chance to fight back against the establishment. Yeah, maybe this guy's not 100% perfect, but he's fighting. He's fighting, and he's trying to fight back against the establishment. And so, and I think that's going to strike up a chord up here with my campaign and what I want to do in that, you know, a lot of conservatives say, oh, yeah, I'm a conservative. But what does that mean? Like, for example, a lot of people say they're pro-gun, but yet they don't. When Republicans get into office, they don't want to do anything to repeal the laws that are already in place. For example, if I am fortunate enough to go to Washington, you know, in terms of being pro-gun, I want to abolish the BATFE, which has been abusive. I mean, it goes back for decades. Alex Jones has been talking about this for as long as he's been on the air. But that's an agency we need to completely abolish because they've been used to harass and abuse gun owners for decades.
Yes.
I also want to start repealing the federal gun laws that have been on the books were passed under Democrats, but were never repealed, like the National Firearms Act of 1934. The Gun Control Act of 1968 needs to be completely repealed. All these federal laws so that we can fully restore our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, you know, when they talk about you being, they love to use labels, Michael, right? So when they talk about you being an anti-vaxxer, why don't you throw back some other labels at them? Say, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm pro-life and pro-choice.
Yeah, I'm pro-choice.
They won't know what to do with that. It's like, I'm pro-life and pro-choice. It's like, what does that mean? So, yeah, and just say, I'm for health freedom. I'm pro-life and pro-choice.
Yeah, and ultimately, that's what we all should be able to agree on. This country, our founders wanted a nation where liberty and freedom would be maximized. And so they wanted a limited federal government. They wanted a limited number of laws and rules and regulations to protect life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. But beyond that, they wanted people to make their own choices, to live their own lives, and to pursue their own dreams. And that's what we need to return to. Instead, the left, the control freaks that run things, what they want to do, they're constantly coming up with new laws, new rules, and new regulations. So on the federal level, we've got hundreds of thousands of laws just on the federal level. But when you throw in state and local levels, all the levels of government in this country, the total number of laws and rules and regulations governing us is in the millions. And every new law, every new rule, regulation, government agency restricts our liberty and freedom in some way. And so that's, you know, we need to swing the pendulum completely back from where we're very, very restricted. Our liberties and freedoms have been greatly eroded. We need to go completely back in the other direction toward maximizing liberty and freedom.
You know, here's the thing about what he just said. Most people don't understand the history. The liberals don't understand the history, especially the young liberals. America was created as a bastion of freedom to escape from big government. That's why America is here. It's not about being the best or being this or being that or being that. No. This is where you go when you're trying to escape oppressive governments. That's why this country was created. If you want to go to an oppressive regime, if you want to go to a big government, that exists otherwhere, not here in America. That's why this country was created, David.
We declared our independence because the king had created multitude of new offices and laws and sent swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. And nothing ever good comes out of a swarm. Let's just make that clear. And when you're talking about the regulations, Michael, if you get elected, what you need to do is you need to work with Rand Paul on his Reins Act to make sure that we don't have all of our laws being written by these unaccountable, unelected, and you can't remove them, bureaucracies. That's the real issue. You can find Michael at michaelsniderforcongress.com. Also, he writes at economiccollapseblog.com, and you'll find his articles at infowars.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Michael Snyder, we'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here live. David Knight, Owen Schroyer, and others are coming back in the next segment live. I am here with breaking news and information, the biggest exclusive yet in the two-year history of us covering what's happening with the campaign of President Trump, and of course what's happened since he was president-elect and then now president of the nation. So we have given you a lot of big exclusives, many of which came from the highest levels of the campaign and the White House. But this is undoubtedly, in this whole quickening season we're in, the biggest news on this particular subject we've ever revealed. And it's coming up in 35 minutes when Roger Stone joins us via Skype. Roger Stone, InfoWars correspondent, covering things that obviously are happening inside the executive branch and inside Washington and inside the White House. He has high-level sources, as folks obviously know, and I've been authorized to tell you that this is probably the biggest news he's broke so far in the last really 3 years of this saga. We have the details of the shakeups that are happening inside the White House. We have the details of what's about to happen to Attorney General Sessions. We have the details of more firings, like you just saw from Mr. Scaramucci, of operatives of Rince Priebus. There has been a general amnesty given to people that if they leak one more time, they'll be removed. And as you see people leak, they're being removed each time. So this is a big, big deal. This is Trump taking the gloves off. Sessions, who I really like, for whatever reason, is not going after Hillary for all the giant crimes she committed, for getting money from the Russians and the Chinese, for having illegal servers, and instead is going along with them trying to create a witch hunt against the president. Now, the executive branch has the right to fire Sessions. He's trying to get Sessions to resign, obviously. Sessions hasn't done that yet. And Sessions is on his way out. And we need an attorney general that will go after the Clintons for their crimes, Obama for their crimes. They're going to continue to try to dig stuff up that's made up on Trump and destroy him as a figurehead of the liberty movement and derail our killing of the TPP, derail our killing of things like the carbon tax, and derail our economy coming back. So Trump is trying to force Sessions out right now because he is not going after the people that have committed the crimes. They're the ones that have committed the crimes. And so understand this, folks. The liberty movement's destiny, to a great extent, is tied to Trump. He's a federal beachhead for us, an executive beachhead with good Supreme Court justices, 90-plus judges he's about to put into other major high courts. This is why the globalists are panicking. If he succeeds, and he's already partially done that, if we succeed, it is going to be a giant game changer. So you're going to get the inside intel on what Trump's doing, why he's doing it. This is not leaks. This is information, obviously, that folks want you to know. That people in the White House obviously realize, as does the enemy, as does David Brock, as does people like George Soros, one of the only living globalists who has been involved in this for the last 60 years. He is firmly against us. They're sworn to destroy us. They've openly said they want to shut us down. Because they understand InfoWars is developing the counter talking points to their globalist narrative. Our talking points are based in truth, Americana, justice, free market, common sense, prosperity, and free society, where you're free to be a Christian or not. The West, the Renaissance, that's under attack. Trump's bringing it back. And I didn't invent all these talking points. I simply popularized them again. Just like working with Gun Owners of America, we re-radicalized the NRA in the last decade and took it back over. We were there to keep them honest, to get rid of the operatives, to get rid of the compromisers. And now the NRA is a giant gun owners of America, ultra hardcore, that's saying what I say word for word. Not because I told them to say it, but because we've won the political debate. We've won the intellectual debate. All they've got left now is violence and cooked up garbage, with every lawyer Mueller's hired being a Democrat, and 99%+, it's like 99.8%. In fact, it is 99.8% of their campaign donations went to the Democratic Party in 2016. This is a lynch mob. Two of them were fired by Trump. We've got U.S. attorneys and people fired by Trump now on a witch hunt. They're like the judge, like you've been married to the judge, and she sat over the divorce court proceeding you're in. You're like, Your Honor, you're my wife. We're getting a divorce. And the judge goes, no, I'm taking everything. I'm the judge. Of course, that never happened because you'd recuse yourself. It'd be flagrant misjustice. It'd be a miscarriage. Everyone would see through it. That's what they're doing. So Roger Stone in T-minus 30 minutes. Roger Stone in T-minus 30 minutes is going to lay out all this massive news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay down hold of me.
We are back live.
I don't know.
coming up at the start of the next hour, T-minus 30 minutes away, coming up in the next hour, Roger Stone has been green-lighted to give you exclusive information of the shakeup of the ongoing purge of globalist deep state operators inside the Trump White House. So this is highest level intel directly from the shakeup, exclusively given to InfoWars so that we can relay that information out to you. The shakeups that are coming, the offers of clemency that have been given to people, the amnesty that's been offered if they'll stop leaking, and the shakeups coming not just inside the White House, but also at the Department of Justice. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Senator Sessions is on his way out for refusing to go after the crimes of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others. Trump is trying to get him to resign, but if he doesn't, he is about to be out, and we're going to tell you who's being looked at on the list to replace him. Some of the names, though, are quite frightening. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you a big data dump from Stone sources in the White House, but also my sources and sources on Capitol Hill. All this is coming up in the third hour. All this is coming up at the end of the third hour into the fourth hour. This is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the fourth hour with Roger Stone. I want to go back to Owen Schroyer. I want to go back to their guest. I want to go back to David Knight here in just a moment. But first, obviously, we're about to launch new shows. Obviously, we are trying to hire more people. Obviously, we're having a lot of contests. Obviously, we're in the eye of the storm going up against the globalists right now. And it's so important for everybody to continue to pray for InfoWars, but to also pray for President Trump, pray for this republic, because we're the targets. If they can destroy us, they believe the mouthpieces will be gone, and that will intimidate you, and that we'll have leaderless movement here. We all know that's not the case. Liberty's popular. You can't hold it down like a beach ball underwater. It's going to get back to the surface with amazing pressure. But financial support is so critical, and I want people to experience how good these supplements and nutraceuticals are. I want people to experience what X2's done for me, because I was obviously deficient in bioavailable, true, pure, clean iodine. I was obviously having gut issues when I started getting on probiotics a few years ago, and then I got on MycoZX, which only I take a few times a year, and it goes in and knocks out the yeast, the mold, the fungus, you name it, which is the whole other side of the equation. The bacteria, it was the other side of the equation. People know how great probiotics are. We have Biome Defense. It's at full price because it's about to sell out. But MycoZX is so powerful, and I want you to have it. It's 46% off, even though it's been a great seller and has 500-plus reviews, 4.8 stars from third-party sites. I want you to have MycoZX because if you don't have a yeast, candida, or fungus or mold problem, then it's fine. It's just really good concentrated herbs and things that are good for you overall. But if you do, which they admit it's an epidemic out there, not just in humans, but in bats are dying, people are getting brain tumors from funguses. I mean, it's mutating. It's out of control. MycoZX is so incredible. At 46% off, it's almost a loss leader because we have 100% markup. Sounds like a lot. In supplements, it's 5 to 7 times usually. We don't do that. That's why we have super high-quality products in it. But right now, with it at that price, it's almost half off. So we make a few bucks on it. I want you to experience it. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Cancel any time. It's every 15, every 30, every 3 months, every 9 months. Again, cancel any time, an additional 10% off. And the biggest sale right now, 60%+ off, 66% off retail. So it's $9.95, Silver Bullet, the exact same stuff that's private labeled at Whole Foods for $19 when it's on sale, usually $24. It is, ladies and gentlemen, $9.95, Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million, made by the biggest lab in the United States, super high quality. You got to watch some of the other silvers so they can be too strong. People say, oh, yeah, well, I don't care. I want it, however, billion parts per million or whatever. It gets toxic at that level. But consult your own physician. It's believed by most experts 30 parts is what you want. It's the optimal level between. But let's face it, something that's going to kill viruses and bacteria. I mean, it's Mother Nature antibiotic, but it doesn't have problems. Of course, the ancients talked about silver bullets, being good or whatever, silver crosses. Everybody knew silver was good and warded off evil. They didn't know why. They just associated it with health. Now we know why. So mainline science is adopting silver now. We've been promoting it 20-plus years. But now you notice finally they admit we're all right, and Ploil Silver's super, super awesome. And everybody's – I mean it's the big rage for years now. We've got high quality, very low price, 66% off, and it funds what we're doing. So, again, thank you all for what you're doing. We also have the CNN is fake news shirts with Infowars.com's real news. Great way to meet like-minded people, to spread the word. But, you know, not as bold as wearing a Trump shirt, but, you know, still meet like-minded people and stuff. For folks that don't want to be that bold, the Infowars shirt's the way to go, because everybody hates CNN, at least 94% of folks, according to polls, 6%. Trust mainstream media. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is a supplement site. Or we'll answer all your questions, tell you about other specials. So a lot of them are running right now. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And all the sales in on the 1st. So next Monday, they're going to have to end. And some things are going to end already because we're selling out of them. Super Male Vitality, X2. A lot of the products are completely sold out. So, again, a lot of the products that are on sale right now, like the air filters at $149, at $400 they're a deal. We sell them for $218 usually and make like $60 on them, $70. Well, now we're making like $20. I mean, these are amazing. Alexa Pure Breeze, super high quality. Check it out for yourself. Just a few years ago, these were like $1,000 a piece, similar units. Now, because of cost going down, miniaturization, you know, these are still a deal at $200, but they're $149 right now. Competitors are $400 or more. Very similar units that have the same technology and handle the same square footage. These are really high quality. InfoWarsStore.com. There's discounts on water filtration, 30% right now as well. So shopping with us uses free market to get things you need that help you have a better life and from the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. But again, next hour, tell everybody, Roger Stone, the big exclusive. Trump is moving. He's doing what the people want. He's doing what justice demands, moving against him. And it's not like Nixon, who got caught, admitted he was doing corrupt stuff. That was still like one millionth of what the Clintons and Obamas have done. Still, it was wrong. This is where they're making stuff up to stop Trump, to stop our election, and stop our return of control over the government to our own system. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I want to thank the great crew. Back to Michael Schneider, if he's still with us. Back to David Knight. Back to Owen Schroyer. They're in studio, but it's us or them. No quarter. They want violent civil war. They're coming after us. They want to arrest us. They want to kill Trump. They love killing babies. You know, they love evil. They love Satan. I mean, they really are evil. Just watch TV. Watch MTV. Watch Hollywood. It is a cult of mentally ill scum that want to rule us. And it's us or them. We're winning politically, but we need to go ahead and give Trump the backing with an AG to put these criminals in prison. Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now back to the live transmission from the Central Texas Command Center.
And it's the liberal media and the people that have infiltrated this government to take America down that started the Civil War. That's who started the Civil War. That's why we elected Trump. We are doing it peacefully. We are doing it politically. The left is trying to do it violently. That's why when I saw the story on Newsweek saying that Alex Jones is calling for a civil war, I was just fully triggered. Like, that's total bull. Kathy Griffin is the one that had a severed Trump's head. The left is the one that depicts Donald Trump being assassinated. It's the Democrats and Republicans colluding with one another, bringing down America for the last decades that wanted the civil war and brought in Obamacare. But real quick, as Roger Stone is about to have groundbreaking news here at 2 p.m. Central here on the Alex Jones Show, the left is cornered, folks. Now, this isn't what the picture that's being painted right now by the mainstream media, but this is the accurate picture. The left is completely cornered, and President Trump is ready to put them in the corner with his gloves up, gloves off as well. That's why he brought in Scaramucci as communications director. He's going to be dictating the terms of communication. He's going to be dictating the terms of what news is being spoken of, what is coming out of Washington. Pretty soon, don't be surprised if that's negative press about Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You've got Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz smashing servers, deleting emails. Wasserman Schultz had her hard drive seized from the FBI now, as well as the Awan brothers who were working with Democrats, including Hillary Clinton. They tried to smash those hard drives. They've now been seized by the FBI. And Awan brothers and Debbie Wasserman Schultz have threatened authorities who dare do their job. We have them cornered. That's why President Trump wants to bring in a new AG, because he wants an AG that's going to get in the ring and put these scum where they belong in the corner and pummel them into submission.
You know, we had Alex talking about how Roger Stone is coming up in, what is it now, about 15 minutes. He's going to be talking about what's going to be happening in the White House. There's a shakeup going on there, and there has to be a shakeup in the White House if we're going to do a shakeup in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, we had this story come out from the AP. Trump speaks to advisors about firing Sessions. Well, one of Trump's longest advisors is Roger Stone. He's going to be breaking down what's going to be coming up and possible replacements for Jeff Sessions. But this is what AP said yesterday. As he continues to rage against Sessions' decisions to recuse himself from all matters related to the Russia investigation, say Trump has speculated aloud to allies in recent days about the potential consequences of firing Sessions, according to three people who've recently spoke to the president. So we're going to have the real information. We're going to have the scoop for AP when Roger Stone joins us in about 15 minutes. But I want to read for you something here from McClatchy, because McClatchy is not a pro-Trump. It's not a libertarian or conservative source. This is mainstream media. And here's what they point out. They said Trump's messages with Sessions and senators are not pleased with that. Okay. They don't want him messing with Sessions. They say you don't pick a fight with one of the Senate's guys. One of the senators said, I don't understand it. There's no honorable person, more honorable person that I've met in my life than Jeff Sessions. It's not about whether or not he's an honorable person. It's not about whether or not he's right on some key issues. It's about the fact that he won't move forward with locking up criminals who need to be prosecuted, and they shouldn't get a pass simply because they're Washington insiders. And here's what they said in this McClatchy article that I think really distills it and shows the problem, even though they don't acknowledge it as a problem. They said Sessions spent 20 years in the Senate, winning a reputation for affability and party loyalty. He understood and doggedly practiced the code of what's been called the world's most exclusive club. You don't disagree without you can disagree, rather, without being disagreeable, but you protect the institution and its members. Is that why he won't go after the people who are criminals, the people who have violated the law, the people inside the FBI and others? It's an insider club. You can't have somebody with that mentality. Hopefully, Trump is going to pick someone who will not play by those rules. They go on the next session and they say, well, Trump clearly doesn't play by those rules. No, we don't want to see people playing by those rules. If somebody is breaking the law, you come after them. Instead of trying to break the Ninth and Tenth Amendment and to shut down the states that have had civil asset forfeiture reform to protect our right to private property, instead of coming after people who are using marijuana for medical purposes, he ought to be going after the criminals in Washington who are trying to subvert our election, trying to organize a coup against Donald Trump, and who ought to be prosecuted even if they weren't coming after Donald Trump because they broke the law.
Okay? And I think that Ty Cobb, the new lawyer appointed by Trump, is also evidence of that. And this is what you're saying, David. This is what Washington is saying. This is what you just broke down. The mindset of Congress, the mindset of D.C., the mindset of the political establishment is us versus them. We have our mandate. We're in the club. We're on the Hill.
That's right.
We dictate policy.
It's an exclusive
club. We dictate
club.
The future, not the American people. Well, that's why we elected Trump. And those are not the type of people Trump wants to work with. So he's trying to get as many people in there that don't have that mentality of Washington, D.C. establishment versus the people. And I think that that started some of the purge that we're beginning to see. More of the purge will hopefully happen in 2018 when we get to vote in the midterms.
If you go back to the confirmation hearings for Sessions, it was a big deal that Cory Booker criticized Sessions. Whether you agree with what he had to say about him or not, they said, you don't do that. You don't criticize a fellow senator when he's being confirmed for a cabinet position. It's an insider club. And even though you may be adamantly opposed to him, and even though Cory Booker may have been doing this, and we know he was doing it because he wants to run for president, so it was a political opportunity, but they were saying, no, this is an inside. And this is exactly what McClatchy said. They were right about this. It is an inside club. It's an institution that you don't criticize because you're part of it. Remember George Carlin? It's a club, and you're not a member, okay? Well, he is a member of the club, and that's why he won't go after the members who break the rules that are supposed to apply to all of us.
So
and that's a big problem.
And you saw the headline on Washington Post saying Scaramucci says he's going to fire everybody. Breitbart just published this. Scaramucci terminates suspected leaker Michael Short from the White House. And I want you guys to pull up that other Washington Post story that you had up a second ago. The headline was something Trump leaves people whirling in the wind. Pull up that
Twisting in the Wind.
Twisting
yeah.
in the Wind. I love this. I love this. Trump leaves session twisting in the wind while berating him publicly. No, folks, here's the truth. Here's the
Try to make it sound like a lynching.
Here's the truth. President Trump is probably talking to Sessions, and Sessions knows what's going on, and Trump is saying, look, I got to trade you. I need a pitcher. You're a power hitter. I got to trade you. I got to bring someone else in. So they probably already know that this is going on, and everything that you're seeing in public is President Trump twisting the Washington Post by the wind. That's what's going on. So now Scaramucci is going to purge the White House of the leakers. Trump is the one dictating the news now by what he's saying on Twitter. It's the Washington Post that's twisting in the wind. It's the Amazon Post. It's the New York Times. It's the fake news that's trying to attack Trump. The CNNs, the MSNBCs. They're the ones twisting in the wind. They're the ones that can't figure out what's going on. They're the ones that can't be proven right. They're the ones that keep putting out these talking points. Trump Russia, Trump this, Trump that. Falls on deaf ears. So they're the ones twisting in the wind, not the Trump administration. And I think that we're finally starting to see this move. We're starting to see this momentum. Trump taking the gloves off. The Democrats are cornered. He's now got to put the right people in place to bring these people to justice, David. And it might not happen quick, but I think we're starting to see the movement.
You know, we talk about the Washington Post or the Amazon. Washington Post is Trump. We call them the Amazon Post or whatever. Maybe they're the CIA Post. We've talked about the connection, the $600 million contract. We're talking about that and how the leaks seem to always originate with the Washington Post. Maybe they should change the headline, the sub-headline, which is kind of strange. Washington Post, democracy dies in the dark state. Maybe that's really what they should have there.
Should say, we killed democracy. We killed journalism, Washington Post.
Let's talk about this Michael Short firing, because Scaramucci got rid of this guy. This is somebody who is an ally of Reince Priebus. And he said, I've not been involved in any leaks. Allegations I ever leaked anything are demonstrably false. However, let's talk about the fact that he was where this guy came from. And this is a story that was reported by Politico. They say he was closely aligned with Press Secretary Sean Spicer, who resigned on Friday after Scaramucci was appointed to the communications role. He was scorned by many of his colleagues. Why? Because he quit the Trump campaign only to rejoin as a White House staffer because of Priebus. They said in a story told by campaign staffers, they arrived at Trump Tower one morning months before the election to find his laptop open saying, I've resigned, and he just left. And then they said the next time they saw him with his fellow campaign staffers was in January when Priebus had brought him in as their supervisor. This is the problem, folks. This is what's being addressed. Stay with us. Roger Stone in 10 minutes.
Washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
You can do anything. You can be anything you want to be. But in order to succeed, you must find out what you love to do. You have to find your passion, no matter what they tell you. If you don't, I love you too. I don't know.
This is President Trump speaking to 40,000 Boy Scouts of America.
Hey, what am I going to do? He sounds like a nice person. He. Thank you. I do love you.
Never seen this type of energy for a politician in years, folks, since Reagan. And even this is greater, probably.
Yeah, we never saw 20,000 people show up to hear Reagan speak.
Wait, just a question. Did President Obama ever come to a jamboree?
Just a regular event for Trump, you know, 20,000, 40,000 people, no big deal. Look at all those Russians. the Boy Scouts of Russia.
And we'll be back. We'll be back. The answer is no, but we'll be back.
So President Trump is popular, folks. I'm telling you, that freaks the establishment out that the youth loves President Trump and would boo Barack Obama. But it's amazing, you know.
Yeah, they called it a looked like a Hitler youth rally.
Yeah, they're saying it was a white supremacy rally. It's a bunch of Boy Scouts of America. These people are sick. Yeah. But it's funny because we went from Barack Obama saying, you didn't build that. You didn't build that business, to President Trump saying, you can build and be anything that you want to be. So that's a great difference right there between President Trump and President Obama. You got the S&P hitting record highs today. Bloomberg article talking about unemployment near a 16-year low. Job market confidence is up. America's labor market is the best it's been since before Obama. Shocker there. You've got a lot of jobs being created. So all of that is good news, and that's why the future is excited for President Trump and what he might bring. And we're excited for the future here at InfoWars.com, and that's because you have funded us at InfoWarsStore.com. And because of that, we are running one of our biggest specials ever, the last week of July specials. We got specials up to 66% off, 66% off. You've got other specials going on, introductory products like True Whey Protein. That comes to you at 25% off right out of the gates. We've got a new package. This is the oral healthcare package, Silver Bullet, Super Blue Toothpaste, and the Power Toothbrush, 50% off. You can get that entire package for under $35. That's Silver Bullet, Super Blue Toothpaste, and our Power Toothbrush. That's the Super Silver Special, the oral care package, for under $35 right now. This is part of the last week of July specials, and we are running store-wide, free shipping. So it doesn't matter how much, doesn't matter what you purchase. You can get the biggest product, the smallest product, 10 items, 1 item, 100 item, and it's all free shipping store-wide. Well, we're about to have Roger Stone joining us at 8 after in the next hour, and he's going to be breaking the big news. But right now, David, I think that it's the Democrats that are being caught up in a whirlwind. It's the left that doesn't really know what's hitting them, and they're trying to act like that's how the Republicans are, the right is, and how Trump is. That's just not the case. These people are living in denial. They've been living in denial for a long time, David.
It's going to be interesting to see what Roger has to say, because I think we've seen some of the people that that President Trump has picked. I think he tried to offer a gesture to people. Will you work with me? And I think what we're seeing now at this point in the Trump administration says, I realize these people are not going to work with me. They're going to continue to work against me. I'm going to get rid of them.
By
Roger
the way,
Stone's going to break that down.
And Lee Shanahan broke the Ukrainian ties to Clinton. Tomorrow, there will be a hearing, and Chuck Grassley will be there. He's going to raise attention to that, too. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.